protection in thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For thou art Allah, the best guardian, and thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to thee, addressing myself to thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to you for the hope of your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of thy creation, the summoner to thy truth. Exalt me with thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, thou art the all-forgiving, the all-compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters in faith, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to this episode of Today's Special on a Special Day. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. So we offer our deepest condolences to all Muslims on the martyrdom anniversary of our beloved sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, who was martyred on the 25th of Shawwal, possessed a vast knowledge, wisdom, and sense of justice. By the way, today is Saturday, 25th of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Ordibehesht, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of May, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
As-salamu alayk, ya ibn khayr al-bashar. As-salamu alayk, ey garib madar. As-salamu alayk, ya ibn khayr al-bashar. As-salamu alayk, ey garib madar.
Toward the end of his lifetime, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, was subjugated to severe restrictions placed upon him by the Abbasid Caliph Mansur, who ordered such torture and merciless killing of many of the descendants of the Prophet who were Shia that his actions even surpassed the cruelty and heedlessness of the Umayyads. Hisham, the Umayyad caliph, had ordered the sixth imam to be arrested and brought to Damascus. Later, the imam, peace be upon him, was arrested by Saffah, the Abbasid caliph, and brought to Iraq. Finally, the Mansur had him arrested again and brought to Samarra, where he had the imam kept under the supervision, was in every way harsh to him, and several times thought of killing him. Eventually, the imam, peace be upon him, was allowed to return to Medina, where he spent the rest of his life in hiding until he was poisoned and martyred through the intrigue of Mansur. Dear brothers and sisters, this episode of today's special is about the martyrdom of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, because we are in the anniversary of his martyrdom. So please accept our condolences on this sad occasion.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. This is Ali, your host, and we shall be talking about Imam Sadiq alayhi salam caused the springs of knowledge and wisdom to gush out of the earth. He opened the doors of knowledge to the people they had not known before by establishing that vast school of knowledge. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq familiarized the people with the realities of true Islam, which are fulfilled by following Imam Ali alayhi salam and the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the inspired and great Imam alayhi salam, opened new brilliant horizons in knowledge and science with a significant positive share in constructing the civilization and developing its tools in all aspects. The knowledge and the science of Imam alayhi salam extended to include the secrets of the universe, as well as the science of external space, the citizens of planets, and other astonishing cases which all called to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who granted him this superiority, creativity, and intelligence. Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq is renowned by both Sunni and Shia Muslims for his virtues, education, and accomplishments for the sake of the propagation of the Shia constitution in the shadow of the knowledge, political sacrifices, and devotion. The Shia school was attributed to him, and this religion was named as the Ja'fari religion. The school of the Imam and the science foundations that branched from it established the edifices of knowledge and virtue in the Islamic world. His approach and style in the field of politics, education and training, and in the upbringing of erudite and devoted students during his own time bears invaluable lessons for scholars, thinkers, and reformers of all ages to come.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid.
Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq was considered to be the example of a specimen of the Islamic ethic, moral, and conduct. You cannot find a father and a son among all the people who may resemble each other from all the angles of ideas, thoughts, character, and conduct. But the family of the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, all were on the same line and performed their heavenly duty with one aim, one ideology, and did not have any kind of difference in speech, character, and ethical conduct. About the ethical value and the virtue of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, it is differentiate that out of 4,000 of his students, even a single one did not object or criticize upon the moral character and conduct of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq and did not find a weak point in it. He was a practical example and a specimen for the Muslims with respect to eating, relaxing, resting, walking, speaking, and conduct with others. He had the same social conduct with his friends as he had with his children. Imam Khomeini, the late founder of the Islamic Republic, once said in a historic message that our jurisprudence, which is an endless sea, is the result of Imam Sadiq's endeavor. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of this episode of today's special, we offer condolences on the sad occasion of one of our great imam, the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. As-salamu alaykum, ya ahl bayt al-nubuwwah, ya ahl bayt يا أهل بيت النبوة. Attitude towards two needy persons is the title of this part of today's special. We were in the presence of Imam Sadiq. There were grapes before. A beggar appeared and demanded for help. The Imam picked up some grapes and wanted to give to him. The beggar refused it and said, "Give me money." The Imam said, "Excuse me, I do not have money." I did not last for a long time that another beggar came asking for help. The Imam took a cluster of grapes and offered it to him. The beggar accepted it and said, "Praise belongs to the Lord of the worlds who granted me my sustenance." The Imam, hearing these words, gave him two handful of grapes. The beggar praised Allah for the second time. The Imam again told him to wait and not to leave. Then he turned towards one of his companions and asked, "How much money do you have with you?" The man searched his pocket and found about 20 dirhams. He gave it to the beggar on the order of the Imam. For the third time, the beggar thanked Allah. Hearing these words, the Imam took off his garment and gave it to the beggar. Now the beggar changed his words and uttered some thankful words to the Imam and went away. Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
When we say that we are Shia Muslims, we are differentiating ourselves from those others who claim Islam. So when we say that we are Shia Muslims, we are saying that we are following that Islam that was prescribed by the Prophet, that Islam that will keep us on the straight path after the death of the Prophet, that Islam where after Rasulullah, we take our guidance from the Qur'an and from the itra of the Prophet. This is why this label is important. And we call ourselves Ja'faris because if it wasn't for this great Imam, many of the ahkam of Islam would have remained unknown. The only reason why you can go to Hajj and you have an understanding of how to perform the manasik of Hajj is because of the knowledge of Ja'far al-Sadiq. The only reason why you can get married in a halal way and have children who are lawful within the institution of marriage is because Ja'far al-Sadiq taught you the real sunnah of the Prophet. The reason why you and I know how to distribute our wealth after we die in accordance with the law of God is because Ja'far al-Sadiq is explaining to you the Sharia of Rasulullah. The reason why you know how to do your salah and you know what invalidates your salah is because of Ja'far al-Sadiq. The reason why we know all of this is because of the sixth Imam of Ahlul Bayt. And what makes the Imam so unique, one of the most miraculous contributions of Imam al-Sadiq is that this is an Imam who has approximately 30,000 ahadith attributed to him. And this is miraculous when you take into consideration the pre-modern era. Imam al-Sadiq didn't have a government that was supporting him. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam was exiled from Medina. He was being surveillanced by the government, his followers being persecuted. And yet, there is no human being in history who has more quotations and sayings attributed to him more than Ja'far al-Sadiq. If you look at the most quoted people in the Western tradition, you take the Irish playwright Oscar Wilde, you take Shakespeare, you take Albert Einstein. If you gather all of their quotations, if you gather the quotations of the most prominent thinkers in the Western tradition and even in the Eastern tradition, and you count them, they will not have more in terms of their quantity than Ja'far al-Sadiq salawatullah.
Ya Abu Abdullah, Ya Ja'far ibn Muhammad, أيها الصادق يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا
تعالى. Okay, that was all of today's special on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Sadiq, peace be upon him. Dear listeners, please keep us in your prayers. Fi amanillah.
Ya wajiha amr inda Allah. Ishfa' lana inda Allah.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a beautiful tradition. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our listeners on this most grave and sad day, which is the martyrdom of the sixth Imam of the family of the household of the Prophet, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and tradition, which has been narrated from one of the rawis and transmitters of hadith, Muhammad ibn Ziyad al-Azudi, regarding the character and nobility of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Muhammad ibn Ziyad al-Azudi narrates the following. I heard Malik ibn Anas, the jurist of Medina, say the following. I used to go to visit Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Malik ibn Anas, the famous jurist of Medina, he says, I would go visit Imam Sadiq, and he would place a cushion for me and respect me, right? Wouldn't allow me to rest my back on the door, rather, he'd place a cushion behind my back so that, you know, my back wouldn't hurt out of respect for me. In continuation, Malik ibn Anas says, Imam Sadiq would tell me the following, Malik, indeed I like you. Inni uhibbuk, I love you or I like you. Malik says, I would be pleased with this comment and would praise Allah for it. I would become happy at this and I would praise Allah and thank Allah that, you know, Imam Sadiq loved me. Malik continues and says the following about the character and the nobility and the good traits of Imam Sadiq. He was a man always disposed to one of three states. Meaning, I always saw him, whenever I saw him in one of three situations, in one of three states. Either he was fasting, either he was in a state of fasting, or praying, you know, performing the salat, or engaged in Allah's remembrance, imma sa'iman wa imma qa'iman wa imma dhakiran. I never saw him outside of any of these three states. Of course, this doesn't mean that, you know, he might have been in a state in which all of these were combined together. Obviously, because, you know, in praying we are also remembering God. Or he could have been praying while he was fasting as well. But the point of the hadith is that the imam wasn't in a state in which he was not doing any one of these three things. In continuation, he says, he was amongst the greatest worshippers, the greatest of abstemious people who fear Allah, right? You know, one of the greatest zuhad or abstemious people who feared Allah. He narrated many prophetic traditions, right? He narrated many traditions and hadiths from the Holy Prophet, was sociable and friendly to sit with, right? He would, you know, when we sat with him, he was very friendly and nice to us and had much for us to benefit from. Kathirul fawaid, meaning the benefits that we obtained from him, the lessons we learned from him, were much. This was the character and nobility of Imam Sadiq, whose martyrdom is today, in the words of Malik ibn Anas. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the character of Imam Sadiq in the words of Malik ibn Anas. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhal muzammil qum al-layla illa qalila. نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions on practical tajweed rules and the recitation of the Quran Kareem. I'm really glad to say that we are having brothers Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and
Fawad
Haider. I really welcome you all. Welcome. How are you?
Fine, sir.
Fine, inshallah. Okay. Ali Nasir,
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah.
And Fawad?
Fine, sir.
Fine, okay. Let's start our class by listening to the recitation of Ayah 86 on Surah An-Nisa on page 91. Brothers and sisters, let's listen together.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا.
That was nice. I really recommend you, brothers and sisters, if you have your Quran, turn to page 91, Ayah 86 of Surah An-Nisa. We'll inshallah have a short explanation, then we'll move on to the practical tajweed part of our class and we'll practice the recitation with tajweed. Okay, Hussein?
Yes.
All right. So let me read what Allah Almighty says in this ayah. Very beautiful one and a very simple thing to do, okay? But a very simple thing with full of rewards, okay? A simple thing that brings us, that takes us to a very high level, gives us a lot of reward and thawab. So Allah Almighty says here that nowadays, unfortunately, okay, this has been really like we see less among our people, Muslim community. Okay, inshallah, after learning what Allah Almighty says in this ayah, we have to try our best, okay, to be the best ones in spreading this message and actually re-establishing this message. Okay, Muslims do this very easy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah Almighty says in Ayah 86 of Surah An-Nisa, وَإِذَا حُيِّيْتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا. When you are greeted with a salute, okay? Greet with a better one than it. Or if you can't do it better, okay, return the same salute, okay? Indeed, Allah takes account of all things. Do you know what does tahiyya mean? Have you heard tahiyyata wa salama? Huh? Tahiyya, salamun alaykum. Salam, saying salam. The very simple, very easy example of this tahiyya is salam. Allah Almighty says whenever somebody comes to you and greet you with salam, he says salam, what do you do? Reply him, respond him, with a better one. Salamun alaykum, add one more sentence. If he says salamun alaykum, you say salamun alaykum wa rahmatullah. If he says salamun alaykum wa rahmatullah, add one more. Salamun alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If he says salamun alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, he says salamun alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu wa izzah wa rahmah wa al-maghfura, add more things on it.
Sadaqallahu alayhim.
Sadaqallahu alayhim. So we mean that, like, answer it with a better one. If you couldn't, answer the same. But the first option is, Allah Almighty says, greet with a better one. Then, if you couldn't do it with a better one, return the same salam to him. It's not only about salam, okay? But unfortunately, look, this salam is as well now among us. Sometimes we forget to do this simple thing. It really helps us. If you say salam to someone, your relationship becomes better, okay? Your relationship, friendship, loyalty, honesty, peacefulness in the community. You spread these things, these messages. Salam is the name of Allah Almighty. Salam al-Muhaymin al-Aziz. Al-Jabbar, okay? So, salam is the name of Allah Almighty. When you say to someone, salamun alaykum, what does it mean? Huh?
Peace be upon you.
Peace be upon you. Blessings be upon you. When you walk by someone, okay, you say, Salaam alaikum. It means, oh brother, calm down. Okay, I have nothing to do with you. I'm not going to hurt you. We are peaceful. We're friends. I respect you. This is the message you give, okay? All right? This is the message you give. Maybe Fawad will not give this message, but that is exactly the message of Salaam, okay? And even, not only Salaam, let me give you another example from this Tahiyyah, okay? Tahiyyah, look, sometimes somebody gives you a gift, a present, okay? So if it's really, really recommended in Islam that to give him a better present, a better gift. If you can't, give him the same.
All right? If you can't.
If you can't, just ask them, thank you so much, be thankful. This thankfulness is also a gift for them. At least be thankful. All right? So now, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, look what Imam Hassan alayhi salam did. This, practiced this ayah in his life very beautifully. One of the bond women, we call it kaniz in Persian, okay? A female slave, gave a bucket, a bunch of flowers to Imam alayhi salam, okay, as a present, as a gift. What did Imam alayhi salam do instead, in return? What do you think?
He freed.
He freed that bond woman. And then Imam Hassan, then the people were surprised, how? How come? And Imam Hassan alayhi salam recited this ayah. وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا. Better than that.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
So, refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, about Salam, about Tahiyyah, how we do, about different things related to this ayah, inshallah. We talked a lot. Let's move to the Tajweed rules, okay? Let's mention some points. وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ Brothers and sisters, pay attention closely. وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم Make sure you pronounce the tashdeed correctly, okay? وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم حُيِّيْتُمْ Riyah we have, yes. وَإِذَا حُيِّيْتُمْ حُيِّيْتُمْ Read it, Hussein.
وَإِذَا حُيِّيْتُمْ
أحسنت, mashallah. And pronounce the letter ذَال and ha correctly. So, Fawad, you tell me. حُيِّيْتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ Did I read it correctly? حُيِّيْتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ
No.
What's the rule? There is a rule, yes?
You didn't hide the sound of meme.
We should hide the sound of meme, nasal sound, extend the sound. How? وَإِذَا حُيِّيْتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ حُيِّيْتُمْ This meme sakin plus ba has a special rule called إِخْفَى of meme sakinah. And it means you hide the sound of noon, you pronounce the meme hiddenly with a nasal sound and with an extension, yes? وَإِذَا حُيِّيْتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ حُيِّيْتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ This is the correct way of recitation of this ayah. حُيِّيْتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ Tin fahayyu. Here you hide the sound of tanween. In the previous word you were hiding the sound of meme. In this word you hide the sound of tanween. The same hiding sound, the same nasal sound, the same extension. وَإِذَا حُيِّيْتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّ Hiding the sound of noon, tanween sound, hiding the sound of meme. Yeah? بتحييتم تحييتين. Very simple. Next one, بأحسن منها. You can extend the mad or ignore it. أو ردوها. When you stop here, do not extend the mad. أو ردوها. The mad is changed to a natural mad. Then Qila tells you it's better to... Huh? Tell me.
Stop.
Stop or continue?
Stop.
But you can stop or continue. Yeah?
You can
continue. Both are allowed.
Better to stop.
Ah, better to stop. MashaAllah. Better to stop. إِنَّ اللَّهَ. The letter noon is mushaddad. Make sure you pronounce a nasal sound and also an extension here also, okay? إِنَّ اللَّهَ. This sound. Extend the sound. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا. كُلِّ شَيْءٍ تَنْوِين plus ha, no changes. So, ready to read it after me?
Yes.
Now, we mentioned the important tajweed rules. I'll recite it, brothers and sisters. Listen, inshallah, and repeat.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وإذا حييتم بتحية فحيوا بأحسن منها أو ردوها.
وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. الله bless you inshallah, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us and listening to IRIB English Radio. That's it from us for today. Inshallah, in the next session we'll be talking about Ayah 86 of Surah An-Nisa. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Thank you so much. Thanks to brothers here, Fawad Hassan Hussein Ali Nasser. And thanks to IRIB English Radio, Sevilla International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. See you. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevilla International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The ocean of dua.
Illallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In the previous edition of the program, we had a look at the different parts, different phrases of Kumail supplication in details. In this edition, however, we will have a look at the general frame of supplication of Kumail. Dear listeners, we were having a look at the structure of the supplication of Kumail. As we mentioned, this prayer consists of three stages. The first stage is the preamble, like a preamble to the supplication. It prepares the grounds for the supplicant to be praying and imploring Allah. In the second stage, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions those means by which he seeks recourse to Allah, like the previous grace and mercy of the Almighty Allah, like our love for Him and our confession of His unity and oneness, like confession to our weakness in resisting the punishment of even this world, let alone hereafter, and seeking of refuge by a slave who has fled from his master and disobeyed him. Now, entering the third stage of the prayer, we face the different needs of a true servant presented before his Lord by the tongue of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, it is worthy of note that the wishes, those needs, which Imam Ali alayhi salam presents before Almighty Allah can be classified into four kinds. The first kind is that He subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive us our sins, not punish us, overlook the offenses we have committed and what we have perpetrated of evil. Imam Ali alayhi salam says in this part, to forgive me on this night and at this very hour every offense I have committed. كل ذنب أذنبت وكل خطيئة أخطأتها Every sin I have perpetrated, every ugly thing I have concealed, every folly I have enacted, whether I have hidden or announced it, whether I have concealed it or manifested it, every evil act which you have commanded the noble writers to record, those whom you have appointed to watch over what appears from me, and whom you have made, along with my bodily organs, witness against me. وكل سيئة أمرت بإثباتها الكرام الكاتبين الذين وكلتهم بحفظ ما يكون من
يا الله يا
اشدد على العزيمة جوارحي
قوي على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوارحي
واشدد على العزيمة جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة
In the second kind of those needs presented by Imam Ali alayhi salam, we see Imam Ali alayhi salam invoking Allah's mercy in all affairs and in every provision from him. He prays to Allah to increase his share of every good that he sends down. He says, "And I beseech to you to bestow upon me an abundant share of every good you send down, goodness you unfold, provision you spread out." This prayer is all-embracing, such that it does not leave out anything of Almighty Allah's mercy. This is wonderful. How else should the infallible Imams be teaching us, me and you, how to supplicate and what to ask from the Almighty Allah? This is the giant ocean of mercy, showing itself, manifesting itself within the words of the infallible Imams, like Imam Ali alayhi salam. The third kind, which is the longest part of this supplication, is the one which attracts the attention of the Imam Ali alayhi salam the most. That is, his relation with the Almighty Allah. Imam Ali alayhi salam prays to Allah to make his time filled with his remembrance and connected to his service, and to grant him seriousness in his fear of him, to make him closer to himself and give him a place in his neighborhood. He says, I beseech you to make my times in the night and the day inhabited by your remembrance, joined to your service. He says, strengthen my bodily parts in your service. قَوِّي عَلَى خِدْمَتِكَ جَوَارِهِ وَاشْتُدْ عَلَى الْعَزِيمَةِ جَوَانِهِ. Fortify the instruments of my soul in determination, and bestow upon me earnestness in my fear of you, and continuity in my being joined to your service, so that I may move easily towards you in the battlefields of the foremost, hurry to you among the prominent, desire fervently your proximity among the fervently desirous, more nearer to you with the nearness of the sincere, fear you with the fear of those who have certitude, and gather with the believers in your neighborhood. However, it should not go unsaid here that both of the first and third types of wishes are peculiar to the relation of a servant with Allah. Of course, the difference is that the first type of wishes are negative in nature. That is, a person pleads with Allah to forgive his sins and to overlook them, while the third type of wishes are somehow positive. That is, his only concern is to establish his relation with Allah on a firm ground of sincerity, on a firm ground of love and yearning for him. In the fourth kind of wishes, Imam Ali alayhi salam asks Allah to keep him away from the deception of the tyrants, their trickery and mischief, to return their trickery to themselves, and to protect him from their oppression and harm. He says, O Allah, whosoever intends evil for me, desire it for him, and whosoever deceives me, deceive him, and spare me the evil of my enemies from among the jinn and men. And this, dear listeners, was a very quick summary of the structure of this holy supplication. However, I assume there is a need for further explanation and elaboration of this general frame of the supplication of Kumail, which we will, God willing, go into in the next episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Guide me all the way to your Jannah. Yeah Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. Shaykh Agha Mohammadi is the special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's questions on Islamic beliefs. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-Tahirin. Once again, salam to you and to all dear listeners.
All right, Shaykh. According to the religious beliefs and Islamic beliefs, the human beings is called the best creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. Now, the major question, if he is the best one, why so much corruption and damage from the side of human beings into the world in comparison with, for example, other creatures like animals and plants, you know, or minerals or something like that, which are not called the best creatures of Allah on earth? This is the major question, Sheikh.
Yeah, it's a good question. What you are saying is mentioned in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. In Surah 10, verse 4, Allah says, certainly we created man in the best of formation. Or in another place, when Allah created human being, said, فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Allah is the best of the creators. It means that the best of creations has been created, that is, human being. First of all, we have to know in what sense man is the best.
Yes.
And does it suit, as you said, those corruption and vice act being done by man or not? You know, when we compare human being to other animals, we may not see this being best in the formation. For example, you see the birds, they can fly.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles, they can fly. We cannot fly.
Yes.
So from that perspective, they have a better formation.
Mm-hmm.
They have sharp eyes. We don't have such eyes. So their eyes are better than ours. So their formation is better than us in that sense. When we look at the... They say dolphins from some kilometers under the dark oceans, they can distinguish two sides of a coin from some kilometers by the perfect radars that they have. So,
yes.
So they are perfect in a sense that we are not. So different animals might be perfect in some senses that we don't have it. In the power, different capabilities that they have. So in what sense man can be the best in the formation? It refers, you cannot find any proper answer to it other than comparing man to the purpose of creation.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of creation, as Quran says, for man to get perfection is by worshipping Allah and achieving certainty. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ. In one verse Allah says, we created man for worship. لَيَعْبُدُونَ. And in another sense, he says that the purpose of worship is وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ.
Yes.
To reach to the level of certainty, in that realm of certainty, you can see the unseen And you can be close to Allah, and as I said in the previous sessions, to manifest the names of Allah within yourself.
Okay.
So man is the best of creation, has the best formation regarding the purpose of creation.
Yes.
So if the purpose of creation is to resemble the names of Allah as much as possible and getting close to Allah as much as possible, then no being can get that close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way that human being can get. That is what Allah mentions this story in Surah Baqarah, when the angels were commanded to prostrate before Adam alayhi salam, and they had a question that in what sense this being deserves to be actually respected to that level that we prostrate before him out of respect.
Yes.
While looking at the nature of man, they saw that this man has a physical body. This physical body in the material life, this entails lots of corruption,
mm-hmm.
lots of conflict of interest.
Yes.
There will be corruption, there will be vice, there will be bloodshed. And while they saw that they always worship God, they always are in nice, you know, sense. So they said, why is that so? There was a question for them. They wanted to know that. And Allah said, Allah says that He taught them the names. So again, that is the formation. Allah taught the angels and showed them the capacity that Adam had, the capacity to reach to Allah and manifest the names of Allah, that even the angels, they couldn't do that. So they easily understood, and then they said, we don't have the knowledge other than what you have given us. And they sort of, even not only they didn't feel jealous to Adam, even they worshipped, they prayed for Adam, mm-hmm. actually to be successful in the journey, contrary to Shaitan that Quran says he was jealous, and he said that I will try to misguide. Anyhow, the capacity is given to human being to be maximum good or to be maximum bad.
Mm-hmm.
So in two sides, man can go to the ultimate extreme. This is the potentiality and capacity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
has. Is it because of his intellect?
This is because of the...
For example, in comparison to the animals whose, as you said, maybe the intellectual power is not that much strong. So
altogether, you know, if man didn't have the desire of power, desire for power,
mm-hmm.
if man didn't have the sexual desire,
mm-hmm.
if man didn't have the appetite to eat,
mm-hmm.
so lots of corruption might be missing. So lots of the corruptions people and the crimes that people do is whether to meet any of these, you know, appetites or the needs or the desires. So Allah, this be having a physical body, if man was not of such physical body, so lots of sins were not to be done.
Okay.
So this combination, the conflate of body and the soul together,
mm-hmm.
and the faculties which are there, to call them aql, intellect, to call it the nature, fitrat, to call it the nafs. Now there are these
yes.
might be different levels
categories,
and categories
right.
for the soul. So this formation together gives this potentiality to man to go towards the ultimate evil or ultimate goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So if man is to be good, he is best of the best, and if he is going to be bad, he can be worst of the worst.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Praise to Allah, all glory to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
Quran says there are people that even they are worse than animals,
mm-hmm.
and they are the worst of they are the worst among the creatures. So coming to this material life itself, this paves the way for lots of corruptions. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala